Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is buzzing with anticipation as we head towards fall 2026. And we're here to break down the developments and trends making headlines across consoles and platforms. Let's kick off with one of the most intriguing cooperative experiences on the horizon, House House's Big Walk for the Nintendo Switch 2. Described by early players as a masterclass in trust and playful chaos, Big Walk Switch 2 relies on proximity chat and intentionally awkward traversal mechanics. These features combine to foster genuine collaboration among players, offering a delightful challenge that goes beyond traditional co-op formulas. With its emphasis on communication, Big Walk is shaping up as a must-try title for Switch 2 owners eager for fresh multiplayer experiences. Speaking of new directions, Xbox fans are abuzz with rumors about the disc-to-digital program allegedly launching in August 2026. If true, this program could drastically change how players access their game libraries, especially for those with extensive physical collections. While Microsoft has yet to officially confirm specifics, the idea is that players insert a physical disc, and the platform provides a digital counterpart, simplifying access and perhaps even future-proofing libraries. Still, there are pressing questions about which publishers will participate, whether all games will be supported, and what rights owners will retain over their purchases. Pricing models are another hot topic, as are questions around digital ownership if physical discs are resold or lost. We'll be watching closely for official word in the coming weeks as the August reveal gets closer. Meanwhile, Nintendo has announced a special direct for Fire Emblem, Fortune's Weave, coming up on August 4th. The presentation is slated to last 20 minutes and aims to dive deep into the mechanics, character lineup, and release strategy. Fire Emblem fans can look forward to revelations regarding recruitment systems, story arcs, and perhaps exclusive features arriving with the Switch 2 launch. With so much riding on the game as a flagship release for Nintendo's new hardware, expectations are sky high, and we'll have full coverage for you following the Direct. Next up, PC gamers should be aware of shifting tides in the graphics card market due to price adjustments by AMD and NVIDIA. Industry reports indicate an AI-driven surge in memory demand has created shortages, prompting both companies' board partners to raise suggested retail prices for their newest GPUs. Planning a hardware upgrade in 2026 now requires careful timing, so gamers hoping for a budget-friendly build may want to keep an eye on inventory and deals throughout the year. On the entertainment front, Amazon's adaptation of God of War is stirring excitement as casting calls emerge for older versions of Atreus and Thrud. This suggests a substantial time jump in the narrative, propelling the series closer to Ragnarok's events and potentially reframing the show with more mature storytelling and character development as these roles age up. Fans are speculating whether this big leap forward might set the stage for even bolder creative decisions in future seasons and inspire a new wave of tie-in content. Over on PlayStation, Street Fighter VI Season 4 is live and has made waves among competitive players. The addition of the agile character Yasmin is a highlight, but there's also a comprehensive balance sweep, shaking up the meta and driving innovation for tournament regulars. Notably, there's no new World Tour content this season, reinforcing the value of mastering the current stable of fighters for those wanting to climb the online ranks. Monopoly. Go players, mark your calendars. August 2026's free dice links are out, and they come with fresh tips for maximizing your daily rewards. It's important to check expiry dates and ensure you're not duplicating links, and always use trusted sources to stay safe while redeeming. Dice management strategies are more crucial than ever as competition heats up during special events and holiday promos. Another game seeing a player resurgence is Ragnarok Origin, where new August Classic codes have been published by community forums. Returning players can snag in-game currency and exclusive cosmetics by following the safest redemption methods, like using only in-client code entry tools. Keeping codes private until successfully redeemed ensures your rewards aren't sniped by bots or third parties. On the PlayStation front again, Marvel's Wolverine has been rated M by the ESRB, confirming what many suspected. This game is embracing mature themes. The rating points to intense violence, strong language, and in-game purchases, raising hopes for a gritty, true-to-character Wolverine experience. Fans are eager to see how the story unfolds and how much creative freedom the development team has taken with the license. Meanwhile, on mobile, Garena and Pocket Pair are joining forces to bring Palworld Online to iOS and Android, building upon the runaway hit status of the original Palworld. The mobile adaptation promises core features, like creature collecting and crafting, but hints at tailored gameplay changes to suit on-the-go audiences. Details on social connectivity and special mobile-first features are still under wraps, but the game is scheduled for a late summer soft launch. In the simulation space, American Truck Simulator is hitting the road to North Dakota with its latest DLC. Fans of the series will be hauling loads from Fargo to Bismarck, admiring recreated landmarks and experiencing new transport contracts unique to this region. SCS Software continues to expand the fictionalized United States with fidelity and attention to local flavor, giving virtual truckers new reasons to drive across the heartland. Anticipation is also building for Elden Ring, Tarnished Edition, launching August 28th and bundling the legendary open-world RPG with all current expansions. This edition's performance on handheld platforms is a big talking point as players await optimization news for portable gaming. From Software has made a habit of delivering technical improvements in its re-releases, so fans are hoping for a solid upgrade this time around as well. If you're looking for fresh titles, keep your eye on Changeable Guardian Estique, coming soon to Switch. This action-adventure features customizable guardians and fast-paced quests, providing tactical combat and a charming art style reminiscent of classic RPGs. Longtime Halo fans can also look forward to the launch of Halo Campaign Evolved, which revitalizes the oldest Halo campaign with a retooled challenge system and optional modifiers for replayability. This update underscores 343 Industries' renewed focus on the competitive scene and single-player enthusiasts alike. In terms of consumer interest, a new Famitsu poll has revealed strong demand for Xenoblade Genesis and Nintendo Switch Sports Resort in Japan. Both games are lighting up pre-order charts, pointing to continued enthusiasm for Switch 2's software ecosystem and reinforcing Japan's key role in industry trends. Over in the world of streaming and superheroes, Marvel's updated television strategy has taken the spotlight. The recent cancellation of Wonder Man Season 2 surprised many, especially as it affects potential tie-in releases and marketing partnerships with game studios. Analysts suggest Marvel's pivot may reflect a broader recalibration in how the company aligns its media and gaming content for maximum impact. Only time will tell if this approach yields better engagement or opens new opportunities for cross-platform storytelling. Survival enthusiasts have more reasons to celebrate. Project Zomboid's Build 42 update has breathed fresh life into this resilient indie favorite. Player counts have surged following its map overhaul, which introduces redesigned urban areas and new procedural event systems that reward creative playstyles and group strategies. The update stands as a testament to how iterative, community-driven changes can revitalize established games years after their debut. For fans of fast-paced action, Kusan: City of Wolves continues to make an impression after earning a notable 30 out of 40 from Famitsu reviewers. The game weaves together relentless combat and mechanics built around death, retry, and mastery, inviting players to push boundaries and refine their skills through thoughtful design. This theme of overcoming adversity is at the core of the gameplay, resonating with a generation eager for triumph through persistence. As we reflect on these highlights, it's clear that the gaming industry's landscape is as dynamic as ever, with each week bringing new influences and surprises. Hardware advances are meeting inventive design, live service models, and cross-platform ambitions, signaling a promising future for gamers worldwide. Whether you're hunting for cooperative fun on Switch 2, building your digital library on Xbox, conquering new fighting game metas, or exploring deeper narratives, 2026 is set to be a breakout year. As always, VG Buzz will keep you informed with breakdowns, expert tips, and the news you need to stay ahead of the curve. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.